A lot of people like that, but I did not get nipple rings so that people could yank on them. That's not my bag. I got them because I only have two hands. And if you have a lot of shirts, you run out of places to hang the hangers while you're trying to put laundry away. So there's some news, I suppose. We're trying to... Hello, Max says hello. Is that for... It's a squeaky bone. I'm kind of surprised Big Fatty doesn't have a squeaky bone. I mean, I know he's got squeaky kitty and squeaky gentleman collar, but, you know... A squeaky bone seems like it would be really appropriate.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm kind of surprised Big Fatty doesn't have a squeaky bone.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3289. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 15th of September 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and y'all, then we're going to do some catching up with Mike and Joe. No. Hello, Anniversarariums. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Anniversarariums, y'all, it was 1 year ago today that the Hatterina passed away. And y'all, I've just gotten a Twitter message from Archer saying he would not be able to join us for the little show. On Monday night, because he's just returned from his mother's funeral. So, y'all, I'm feeling fine. It's a little weird. Yeah, it's a little weird. Because y'all, I've been looking at when I might go over and see my brothers and sisters-in-law, like for the holidays, and. Y'all, it's one of those where it's not a super big priority, and I mean that sounds terrible, but it was the Hatterina and the orange hat were the main reasons that I would go over. But you know, y'all, that's my brothers and sisters-in-law and nieces are all the blood family that I've got left. But I've got my own family here in Charleston. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, because y'all, today's census is from Ken in the Connecticut. He says he lives in the only time zone that matters, has been a listener, and he says, as far as how long, he says, love you long time. His favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. He would not change anything on the little show. He loves, he says, love you just the way you are. Big Fatty, the poor thing. Never called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, and has never utilized a special chair. And y'all, as far as describing the last time he sharded himself, he says, no way. Ken, thank you so much for that. Y'all, Ken, have you ever contacted Big Fatty before? I'm not 100% sure. To remember the Hatterina. Yes, it's very nice. Very nice to have the calm, happy music today. Y'all, by the way, you know that Alex Lefebvre, who composed that, Y'all, he says that even though his husband is a super fan of the Love Island, that he not even he can watch it. And y'all, he watched it last time, and I replied. I said, "Dwight, you have to watch it. You cannot look away, y'all. It's just pure trash." But anyway, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I don't remember if I had had, young Nicholas. Young Nicholas had come by and he had gone to the Outback Big Fatty, did he see Scotty and Straight Bob and R.T. Cruiser and carrying up? No, the stakeout. Oh, never mind. So he came back with the prime rib, y'all. It was a nice big old piece of meat. Yes, Big Fatty. Was it squeaky? No. Y'all, it came with a jacket potato. That's what I like to call it, a jacket potato. And all the fixings and a solid and one of those little loaves of the little brown bread they bring to your table and all. And y'all, we sat there and had a little glass of red moose pea wine, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. I didn't quite finish all of my prime rib, so y'all, I saved it. I'll tell you what I did later, but y'all, after that, I sent young Nicholas home, because, you know, somebody's got to work, and it ain't me. And, y'all, I sat down, and I watched, I watched the Big Brother, and y'all, then I watched the 60 Minutes about that new book, Enraged, or whatever it is, and y'all, then I watched a little bit of the news. Y'all, they're saying that we're about to go into the Greek alphabet because we're running out of names. Y'all, as of right now, Teddy has formed. And y'all, there are only two names left, Vicky and Wilfred. Big Fatty, how nice they honored Mr. Brimley. Anyway, y'all, I'm a little surprised that the K-Storm wasn't Karen for this year. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I absolutely slept fantastic. A Big Fatty, that's what a jacket potato will do for you. It's true. And, y'all, I did wake up once, maybe once, just because I was still kind of burpy, gurgly, but, you know, not vomity gurgly, but just, ooh. Got a full tummy. And y'all, then I woke up a little bit about 7:45 on Monday morning. Y'all, I absolutely did not get up. I said, well, I'll sleep till 8:30 and then I'll go ahead and get up. Y'all, at 9:45, I got out of the bed and got up and got the paper and had my coffee and did the Sudoku. Y'all, I finished the five Sudoku that comes on the Sundays. It's hard, but I got it done. And of course, it was just a number one in today's paper. Y'all, then I was gonna have me some brunch because it was the Price is Right was already on. So y'all, I took that loaf of the brown bread and split it longwise, so it's like a hoagie, big fatty, a hoagie ain't nothing but a sandwich, right, and, y'all, then I put that in the toaster oven with some butter, on there, and y'all, I just a quick heat on the prime rib that was left over, and y'all, I had some of the onion, and so y'all, I put took when the bread was toasted, I put the prime rib on there and cut it in half, and then I dipped it into the onion. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And now I'm a big fat pig.
Yes, Big Fatty, but you were a big fat pig before you had that. It's true.
And y'all, then I sat myself down, watched the noon news, and y'all, then the Love Island on Sunday night, y'all, it was 2 hours. 2 hours, I tell you. And so I watched it and got all caught up. And y'all, it is absolutely horrible. It is absolutely horrible. But I'm going to continue watching because it's just horrible. But and then y'all, I just decided. I said, you know, it's already over 100 degrees outside. So I'm just going to lay down, for just a little nippa nap. And y'all, I laid down. It was just about, maybe 30 minutes. I was going to say 20 minutes, but it was probably 30 minutes. And y'all, now I've gotten up, and I'm recording a little show. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, I had a cat. Well, you know, I had the two cats from Princess Hana. And y'all, she did tell me that the orange one, like your hat, yes, is for gay crema. So, y'all, I'm just going to set it aside for right now. But she says, go ahead and open the other one. And so, y'all, we're going to do that. First of all, y'all, it's taped up in the back as if the skull had done it. And that worries me with Princess Hana because, you know, sometimes she likes to put glitter in the cards. With it being two, I say, choosy, Hortensia's coming today, so that'll be okay. Y'all, let's just see what we got here. It says here, being young means farting and pretending you didn't. Fanny? Then you open it. Oh, Big Fatty. It's no glitter. And then on the inside, y'all, there are people in the supermarket. And the old woman is on those rascals. And it says, being old means farting and not knowing you did it. Big Fatty, that's you. And it says, please know I intentionally am sending this late. Because I wanted to make sure I was the last one you got. Beh, Fatty, whatever. She says, happy birthday. Hope it's a gas. And it says, this also perfectly has you. Shows you old farting and at the grocery. And y'all, it is from Princess Hana. And the boy genius, who's 18, which definitely makes me feel old. Well, Princess Hana and boy genius, thank you so much for that. And y'all, Princess Hana's just been very, very busy. And so, you know, she didn't want the celebration of exiting the birth canal to go unrecognized. So anyway, y'all, I've got a postcard here. And y'all, it appears to be... two mammals with swimmer's builds. Y'all, it's Sisters of the Sea, Sisters of the San Juan Island residents of the Orca, the Killer Whale Pods. And it says, hey, Big Fatty, Brenda Boo is leaving Tonopah for the Flow Rider. Big Fatty, is it on fire, Florida? No, Tonopah, but it may be. I don't know. So we spent her last weekend in the Great Pacific Northwest on a whale-watching boat. And we did see a lot of whales, but no sightings of the elusive great granny whale. If you're looking in the wrong place, I can tell them where to find the great granny whale on Fridays. It says, all the best to you. Love that Peter G and that Brenda Boo. Well, Peter G and Brenda Boo, thank you so much for that. Lovely that you thought of Big Fatty. And Brenda, I don't know if you've left yet for your big move to Flowrida, but I've heard you talking about it, and it, quite honestly, it scares me to death. I'm going to be worried sick, just like I'm worried sick about that Patty Bacon, because, y'all, I don't know if she's volunteered to put out the fires or what. But thank y'all so much for that. And y'all, I got a notice from the post office that I have a package. I have a package coming later today. So, y'all, I'm going to wait to put up the picture of the cards. And y'all, I just realized I didn't put a picture up of the Secudo book that my Northeast Stray Daddy sent to me. Y'all, I just set it on the table like I was ready to start working on them. So I'll add that to the list, but I'm going to wait and see what it is that's coming in on Tuesday, because y'all, I don't remember ordering anything. Big Fatty. Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, I'm going to slip in another census here. Y'all, today's is from the patron saint of the BFO. Mr. Tim Kumal lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening since episode one. And his favorite segment is the happy music and the daily update. And other than bodily noises, what would you change? He says, maybe an S episode of His Poodle on Saturdays. Big Fatty, I think that's a lovely idea. He's called the voice letter number. He's never been to a Pride 48 event and has never used a special chair. Big Fatty, he's still got a lot of life to live. And as far as sharding himself, he says, fortunately, I haven't sharded myself since my last story during Shart Week, but I'm sure that won't be the last time. Big Fatty, I can guarantee that, especially if there's an episode of Here's Poodle. So y'all, I forgot to tell you that on Monday was the premiere of The Dancing, and y'all, it's y'all. I don't know how they're gonna do it. Obviously, I'm recording this prior to the show's premiere, but because you know they always have a lot of people in the audience there. But y'all, I can't remember all the folks that are the celebrities. But y'all, Jesse Metcalf, who was on the Desperate Housewives, and I think he was on the New Dallas also, is on there. And y'all, he's quite the looker. And y'all, then the woman from the Lion King, not the Lion King, the Tiger King, and that Johnny Weir, they're all on there. So y'all, it sounds like another Love Island. Oh, Derek, I see. Derek Huff, who used to be one of the professional dancers, and he's on the World of Dance and all that kind of stuff. He's going to be one of the judges all season long. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, the cool front is supposed to be moving through. Our lows are going to be going back into the 60s. Our highs are going to be going back to the low 80s and upper 70s. And y'all, by this time next week, our lows in the low 70s and the... lows in the 50s and the highs in the low 70s. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Tim from a 10-minute time match. Oh, shit. I mean, Timmer and Tim.
I'm kind of surprised Big Fatty doesn't have a squeaky bone.
Oh, well, that's because he keeps it well oiled. That way it doesn't squeak.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.